Carol, this episode with the individual. Now, how old is he now?
He's now 6.
How did this all start with him?
Well, I first heard about it in February of 2001 when he was 34 months old. His name is James, by the way. When his parents wrote to me, emailed me, which is, I get at least two or three cases a day, and this was just another case, I thought. And the mother, Andrea, told me her story, which began when James was about 2 years old. And the first inkling that something unusual was happening was that James started having nightmares about 3 times a week, and he would wake up screaming and crying, saying his plane is crashing. He would just be hysterical, and he would be kicking and thrashing about, saying, my plane is crashing, I can't get out. This went on for months, and he would say things like, airplane on fire, airplane crashed in water, mm-hmm. can't get out, airplane take off, get shot down, crash in water, on fire. And at this point, the parents had no idea what to make of this, except they were getting quite sleep deprived.
I can imagine that, Carol. Did they think for a moment that this might have been a vivid imagination of a then 2-year-old?
Well, they had no idea what to think. They just didn't have any idea what to make of it. And they also noticed that he had an inordinate interest in toy airplanes. Every time Andrea, the mother, would take James out and they saw a toy airplane, he would insist on having it. Around the same time, she bought him a little toy airplane, and she said, oh, look, there's a little bomb on the bottom. And this is like less than a 3-year-old. He said, Mommy, that's a drop tank.
Now, I don't even know what that's called.
I don't either. Neither did she. She went home and asked her husband, who I think looked it up. I don't think he even was quite sure about that. So Andrea's mother heard about James's nightmares, and she got a copy of my book, Children's Past Lives, and sent it to Andrea and said, I think that James is having some kind of past life memory, at which point his father said, and this is the nice version, he said, bull, mm-hmm. you know, no way. But Andrea was beginning to believe there was something going on. So she read my book. She was halfway through the book when she first emailed me, and she said, you know, maybe this is true. Maybe he is having past life memories. And in my book, I have a chapter on how to talk children through past life nightmares, and she used the methods, just encouraging him to talk about it and assuring him that whatever happened is over, and within a very short period of time, the nightmares disappeared. So after that, he just started talking about all aspects of being a pilot.
Was he pretty technical, too, when he was doing
yeah.
this?
When they questioned him, they asked open-ended questions, and they said, what kind of plane did you fly? And he said, a Corsair. And this is a 3-year-old. They didn't mm-hmm. know what a Corsair was. He said Natamo. He gave him the name Natamo. He said, I'm looking at my list here so I can remember everything.
And that was a ship, wasn't it? Natamo?
The father, Bruce, started doing research on the Internet because he was trying to disprove what was happening. He didn't want to go for the reincarnation explanation.
Right.
And he found out that Natamo Bay was an aircraft carrier in the Pacific during World War II off of Iwo Jima, which kind of blew him away. And this all happened within a period of about a year and a half, 2 years. He started really becoming more and more verbal, and he would say things like, they would ask him, well, what was your name? And he would say, my name was James. So they kind of dismissed that because his name is James in the present life.
Right.
They thought, well, he's just confused. But he said he flew a Corsair. He said Natamo. And they asked him, was there anyone with you? He said, Jack Larson.
So he used a full name on that part.
And that's what's so that's what's very unusual about this case. I have lots and lots of fascinating cases, but seldom do children come up with proper names, mm-hmm. as James did. So the father was really on the case here. You know, he found that there was a Jack Larson and a London Tom O'Bay, and at this point he was just...
Oh, shivers. It's got to be shivers.
Yeah, he just did really... His world was turned upside down. He was not a believer, did not want to believe in this, but at the same time, he couldn't find any other explanation. So at this point, James was saying things like, before I was born, I was a pilot. When they asked him what happened, he said, my plane was shot down, and he pointed to the front of a toy airplane to show them, and he said, caught on fire and it went in the water. And when they asked him, who shot down your plane? He said, the Japanese.
Oh, my God.
And he was, you know, we're talking about a three-year-old. So this, what makes this case particularly good, too, I mean, there are many reasons why it's particularly good, but Andrea was a stay-at-home mother, very protective. Mm-hmm. This is her first child. She knew exactly what James had been exposed to. He watched Barney and Teletubbies. You know, that was his level of television. She was very protective. You know, he wasn't exposed to any kind of story that he could, and especially a child that age, couldn't just regurgitate this story.
It's not like he was watching the History Channel.
Exactly. And he even knew, I think what really... I mean, there were so many things that amazed Bruce, the father. And at one point, Andrea had a flat tire in her car, and James very matter-of-factly said, well, my Corsair used to get flat tires all the time. And Bruce did some research. He got a book from the Navy on the Corsair, and indeed he found out on page 476 or something of this manual that one of the design defects of the Corsair was that it always got flat tires upon
landing. You know, those planes took a lot of punishment when they landed, and tires went out a lot.
Right, but that was, you know, nothing a three-year-old could know. So at this point, it's way beyond the skepticism. You know, at this point, there are just too many details